Congressional negotiators are trying to wrap up legislation that will shape U.S. farm policy for the next decade. It'll boost spending in that period by more than $70 billion. Critics say the bill signals a full-blown retreat from a campaign launched 5 years ago to wean farmers from government aid. But efforts to scale back agricultural subsidies typically get nowhere. NPR's Kathleen Schock visited Arkansas to find out why.
The price tag for farm subsidies is now around $20 billion a year, roughly twice what it was in the early 1990s, and spending's expected to rise. The government pays farmers to grow wheat, rice, soybeans, corn, and cotton, and when crop prices fall below a set level, it makes up the difference. Many agricultural economists, including Bruce Gardner of the University of Maryland, criticize both these programs.
I would say that there are no good economic arguments for either one of them.
Gardner and others argue that the payments create a vicious cycle by encouraging farmers to keep planting crops the market can't absorb. The surpluses keep prices low. Farmers then plead for and get more subsidies. And critics say the program is skewed, with most of the money going to just 10% of eligible farms, the biggest, most successful ones. But in some farm states, like Arkansas, any effort to trim subsidies causes panic. Sonny Cantrell of the Arkansas Farm Community Alliance says times are already hard and no one's getting rich on federal payments.
I mean, everybody I know is in trouble, about to lose their land, about to lose their homes, going out.
All right, everybody want to give out here? Anybody get $5,000? Anybody get $5,000? I got $1,000, 12 and a half.
Today, it's Beanie Fertizzi's equipment that's on the block. Fertizzi's been farming for 40 years near Pine Bluff in southeast Arkansas. The auctioneer stands in back of a pickup truck among red and green tractors, grain carts, combines, and pickers. Fertizzi says he's getting out of farming because he hasn't made a profit in 4 years. This past year was the worst of all.
We had a good crop of wheat, we had a good crop of beans, of cotton and rice, and we lost money. Is that devastating? Does that really tear you up? Yes, it does.
Fertizzi agrees with the critics that government payments are part of the problem. But he has his own idea about how to fix it. He says the government needs to go back to what it used to do and pay farmers not to grow crops. He says it's the only way to balance supply and demand.
If we come out with a program that doesn't have any supply management and you give me a price that I can make a profit at on this one commodity, the farmers across the United States are going to overload on that commodity.
Andy says that's just what happened. Consider rice. In 4 years, the price dropped from around $4 a bushel to $1.50. Federal subsidies to rice farmers tripled. And rather than cutting back, American farmers produced record harvests. A lot of rice grown in the Arkansas Delta ends up at Riceland Foods in a town called Stuttgart. From a distance, Stuttgart resembles a major city. But what look like skyscrapers are actually grain silos and mills. Next to them are grates where trucks open up their bottoms and dump their rice. At times this past year, rice has piled up faster than the mill could process it. Low prices hurt this cooperative too, but company vice president Bill Reed doesn't believe the government can drive up prices by limiting supply.
If we cut back rice production, we would just see that the Southeast Asian countries would pick up the slack.
Critics of growing subsidies say Congress should at least cap payments to individual farmers. A measure in the Senate's version of the Farm Bill, sponsored by Iowa Republican Charles Grassley, attempts to do that, drawing the line at $275,000 per year per farm. But Arkansas farmers and politicians say even that would wreak havoc here. Riceland's president and CEO Richard Bell says the farmers who produce the most lose the most when market prices dip below the break-even point. These farmers, the most efficient ones, would soon bump up against the caps.
The more bushels of rice or the bales of cotton you grow, you're going to use up the money quicker. And that cuts against trying to get the size to get the efficiency we need to be competitive in a world market. With the Grassley Amendment, it makes the farms too small to be viable here in the South.
Bell says a cap on subsidies would hurt the South most because of the high cost of growing rice and cotton. And he says it wouldn't just hurt the biggest farmers. Subsidies protect the value of farmland and equipment. They help assure that banks that lend to farmers get repaid. Iowa Senator Charles Grassley, who sponsored the caps, chided colleagues, If we don't do this, when will we stop? But lawmakers from southern farm states are going all out to keep the federal dollars flowing. Congressional negotiators aim to reach agreement on a final version of the farm bill by the end of this month. Kathleen Schalk, NPR News.